marching right along in the postseason. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. I'm your host, Eddie Greer, postcast, WNIT. Keep on, good times, keep on moving on throughout men's and women's basketball in the postseason. K-State women's last night, another dominating performance at home in the second round of the WNIT as they take out the Wyoming Cowboys last night, 71-55. Strong start by the Cats after the first quarter, 22-12 after one quarter, and they just carried that momentum to the second quarter, and then, of course, Wyoming kind of stayed right there. But that strong start of the blocks, track reference for you, for the Cats, a rare run at that, but they have used this home postseason run, mini run here, as a huge momentum spark here for the Cats here, as the trio here of red hot Briley Glynn, of course, Serena Sundell playing her best ball through the last part of the regular season and the postseason, and it continues in the WNIT, and Gabby Gregory. This combination scored 49 of the 71 points last night. That's over half the points last night there, as K-State is moving on to the Super 16 in the WNIT. Not the Sweet 16, but the Super 16. See, I'm getting it right now. I had an issue saying that on the weekly recording of the podcast, which is coming out, as it should have already came out this afternoon, ahead of K-State men's basketball's big showdown with Michigan State in the Sweet 16 tomorrow late afternoon in New York City. Serena Sundell back to her 20 more points for S squared. She was 5 of 6 from the field, 9 of 10 from the foul line there as well. Serena's 9 made free throws last night were the second most in WNIT game school history. That's crazy. Also, 5 assists and 3 steals for Sundell as well. She continues. It seems like the light has come on for Sundell here late, and it's really shown here as she it's either going to be her or Gabby Gregory or here and there one of the Glynn twins. Everybody coming into play here in this one. Briley Glynn staying on her for a minute. She only had 10 points, but she made a huge three early in the game. Jalen Glynn, a rare off night for Jalen Glynn, but hey, when you have Sundell and Gabby Gregory almost combined by itself, almost a 40-pointer. They were short one. Gabby was short 1 point of 20 there. Jalen Glynn only 3 points last night. Gabby Gregory was 6 of 11 from the field. 19 points, 4 assists, and 5 more rebounds off the bench, leading the way. Eliza Maupin with her 13 minutes off the bench, 6 points and 4 rebounds. Emily Ebert added 7 more rebounds as well. So Kansas State, folks, the ladies team, they have won the last, if you count, I'm going back to the Big 12 tournament where they beat Texas Tech. They've won the last 3 or 4 postseason appearances, and now on a doorstep there of going to the semis, but in their way will be the Washington Lady Huskies in the next game for the women's basketball team. Gabby, here after the game here, Gabby Gregory spoke to the media. We got a quote from her. I think there's times when we're connected. I think we play really well. Obviously tonight, offensively, we kind of got stagnant at times, and that's when we're not connected. But there were still several plays in the game. We were just playing really well together, which is pretty hard to beat, end quote. I've been saying it, again, all year long for this K-State women's basketball team. If they're locked in like they were, again, kind of a perfect example, they squashed Wichita State, put up 90 on Wichita State. When they're locked in like that offensively, and we know what they are defensively, they are a tough, rugged team. When they're locked in defensively, they're hard to score on as well here in Sundell. We'll also take one. We'll take a little bite from Sundell's quote also from after game last night as well. And we're just going to focus on her offense here. Quote, "I had to adjust pretty early knowing that they were going to come trap, and when I got it to the baseline, which is an area I like to get the ball to, I still think I could have done better down there and made some better reads and better passes. It's just kind of finding the open player at the point. Somebody has to be open," end quote, from the leading scorer from K-State in all scorers last night as he puts down 20 more. As I'm recording this, it should have been already been out, but you don't know the time or day that K-State will be playing Washington, obviously. So, well, actually, we do know the day. It'll be Friday, so the day after K-State tomorrow in the Sweet 16 in upstate, the Big Apple, New York City, taking on Michigan State. Friday, K-State women's team, Jeff Minnie, will take on Washington. This will be at Alaska Airlines Arena up there in Seattle. So they're going to have to go on the road. If they're going to get to the semifinals, they're going to have to go through more than likely on the road. And we know their struggles on the road. But, hey, when you're playing as well, again, your hope is that they can carry this offense and their defense to Seattle. That's the question here. Can they do it on Friday? Or the C? I don't know the time right now. Hopefully, I'll know that at some point, at some recording of a daily edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily. We'll have to see about that. But yeah, we'll let you know as soon as possible, hopefully, because we already recorded episode 151 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly, which is out right now. So definitely, we'll definitely jump on here tomorrow. I'll give you a recording on that as well. But K-State Washington, the Super Sweet 16, goes down up in Seattle, Washington. I'm going to actually back up here before we close out the podcast. Again, K-State last night beat Wyoming 71-55 to advance to the Super 16. And we're going to take, Jeff Minnie's quote on Jalen Glenn breaking the WNIT record despite the 3 points. She had 6 more steals. Again, why was she on the defensive team, Big 12 team? I have no clue there whatsoever. But just Jeff Minnie last night about Jalen Glenn's improvement from year one to year two. Quote, "It's kind of ironic because some of the growth you saw tonight, because she had a rough game offensively, but the growth is that you do other things. And I think that's what you see. Jay, she had 5 steals. Well, five more steals at halftime. So, I mean, she was continuing to play defense, continuing to do the little things. She got great anticipatory skills. She's got great length to her. She understands angles. All those things are big key. And she's a competitor, so good for her. That's a heck of a record to be a part of," end quote there as well. So, again, Jalen Glenn taking that next step. Again, Serena Sundell also as well taking that next step as well, you know, and Briley Glenn as well, she can go off as well from deep. So these ladies, this extra basketball really helping this trio out, obviously. So we'll see. And not even mention, again, gotta mention her name, Ayoka Lee, coming back next year. So we'll see what happens, but K-State's not done yet. The women's team ain't finished yet. They're going to Seattle, Washington to play the Washington Huskies on Friday. Time to be determined. Hopefully, I'll have that. Once I have that, I will jump on a different daily podcast and give you that. But K-State, again, advancing. Once again, that's been the theme here between the basketball teams here in Manhattan, Kansas. K-State basketball continues to take, to grind it out and take notice, folks, in the postseason. The Purple Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast. Your first time listening, we're on Apple, Spotify, and a few more other podcasting platforms as well. Feel free, second thing you need to do, if you're not subscribed already, hit that subscribe button for us, and feel free to check out our latest dailies, and definitely check out before tomorrow's game between Michigan State for the men's Sweet 16. Check out episode 151 of the Promo Project Podcast with myself and Alex Aiden. Feel free to leave us a rating and review. It definitely helps us out, not only for us to get better, but this podcast is also helps to reach help other possible K-State fans out there that are looking for more content to reach our platform as well. We have seen our big tick in numbers here over this recent stretch, especially in the postseason here, as the Cats on both ends looking to make even more noise here as we get deeper in the March. Eddie Greer, that's going to do it for another postcast edition. K-State led by Serena Sundell, 20 points last night. Another big stat line for her. K-State wins it 71-55 over Wyoming. Next up, Washington Huskies. Eddie Greer, go Cats. Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Rose on.